This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome to USA Prepares. This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. Vincent is needing to get some farm work done today, so he asked if I'd sit in the big chair and take care of the show this morning. It's Monday. That means we have Dr. Norm Shealy. Good morning, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning, John. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Boy, have things changed since.
How are you doing in the fake-ademic?
It's not too bad. We've been pretty much at home since March 1st. Everything's crazy anymore.
And, well, that's true. The whole friggin' world has gone berserk. But fortunately, we are still keeping the clinic open.
They're just starting to open things up in Texas. I believe it's a tad too soon for that. But what are you going to do about it? I'm looking at... In fact, this morning, there's a new headline. I didn't click into it, but South Korea is now having their second coming of the virus. And we'd already seen where Singapore and China have seen their second round start up, and they were ahead of us in the curve. So I'm not too hopeful that we'll see things better. We've seen where other countries that wear masks fare far better. You look at their rates, and they basically have the inverted V's where, their count went up, and now it's sharply gone down. And countries like the United States and Russia that did not do so, they got up, and instead of going down, it's now kind of going sideways. It seems like the R0 is hanging pretty close to one for these locations. You could spend hours just talking about this between what we're finding out now it's kind of like at a loss. Where the heck do you start? We've seen where, the first death in the United States was early February for somebody that had no connection to travel or people from China or anything. We've got an early death in France well before we knew that it was there. I have to say Chris Martinson's done a pretty decent job reporting on things. Been following him for years, basically because of his MBA hat and talking about, the economy. And back in January, he sent out an alert. He saw this on the radar. He has a PhD in pathology from Duke, so he's able to go out there and read the papers that are coming out and understand them. Whereas people like me, I can look at abstracts and summaries, but I don't know enough to pick out problems in any of that. And we've got, he did some videos recently that I'm surprised are still on YouTube, where he discussed the difference between a mutation and an insertion. And there was an insertion into this virus, which, pretty much tells you that somebody mucked with it.
Well, that seems to be unequivocal, and it seems to be due to the SOB Fauci. I consider him as criminal as anybody in the world.
And I don't know if they are going to be able to create a vaccine for this. If they do, it'll be the first time that we'll get a vaccine for a coronavirus. They've been trying, from what I understand, at least 3 decades to create a vaccine for a coronavirus.
Right. And, maybe once upon a time, vaccines were different from what they are now. But if they try to force it on me, I'd say, use your gun. I will not allow a needle, but you can kill me with a gun. I'm not going to do it. I don't trust them.
Yeah, I was one of those back in the 70s, when we had the swine flu scare. I was in college at the time, and I was dumb enough to go down and get the shot. Fortunately, no known ill effects from that, but starting, I think it was around 99 or thereabouts, that was the last time I took a vaccine, and that one was for the flu. And
right. Well, in general, and everybody is different, if you've got good health habits, and only 2.3% of Americans do, don't need to worry, in general. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming that those who have poor health habits and already are fragile, if you will, are the ones who really get the problem. And that comes from being overweight. It comes from smoking. It comes from not exercising. It comes from not eating vegetables and fruit. It comes from not sleeping properly. And all those things are much more serious than the virus itself.
And unfortunately, Becky and I have a lot of those. That's part of the reason that I'm so looking forward to when we can retire to Belize, and we'll have much better lifestyle enforced on us. They don't have fast food joints there, so there's not even the temptation for that. They've got the local food is healthy and inexpensive. There's, getting sun, and because they're closer to the equator, you get a good sun year-round there. We'd be looking at getting a couple of three-wheel cargo bikes to ride around the island in, and I know that's going to be a process, it'll be painful at times, but that'll get us in much better shape. In the meantime, I'm doing all I can supplement-wise. But what concerns me is there was finally a paper out of Italy that put together what happens when you have more. They've listed the comorbidities and the percents on that. But what happens when you have multiples? And from what they say, if Becky does catch this, she has about a 25% chance of dying, because I've got a couple of other conditions. I'm somewhere between a 33% and 50% chance of dying. So, I'm taking this serious. At least on the plus side, there's also another paper that came out on vitamin D. And if your levels were above 30, which I think for you and me, we consider that still on the low side. Most of the people that had that ended up with a mild case. If it was less than 30, then they divide this into the categories of critical, severe, and ordinary. Very small percent people with vitamin D over 30 fell into those categories. The highest was 7% of the ordinary, and it was 4% for critical and severe. So I'm hoping that's the case to help us until we can move on. But so much is out of our control, including renewing our passports, which they expired in March. We sent them in, and it so happens that the renewal office is here in Dallas County, and then Dallas went into, stay at home, and the passport office is only processing emergency requests at this time. So even if I wanted to, I couldn't get out of the country, and even if I had a passport, I couldn't get into Belize because they've extended their border closure through I guess it's the end of June now, but they've been doing a much better job down there. They were the last country in the Americas with an infection. They're also the first country in the Americas to no longer have active cases. They had 18 people catch the virus. Two people died. So that's like an 11% case fatality rate. But they did a fantastic job of containing it, unlike the United States here, where it looked like everything the CDC was doing was to make sure that we got, a good foothold for the infections.
Well, I call the CDC the Center for Death Control.
I was, watching in January when they were still letting flights from China come in, and they were checking people for fever and all of that. And at that point, we knew that it could take up to a week for symptoms to appear. And here they were, just, hey, come on in. And now we even know that besides, a large number of people being asymptomatic and carrying the virus, that even those that went to the hospital in China, it was like less than 40% of them had a fever. It's like, what are you guys doing? And on the flip side, they didn't block anything from Europe. And, we learned how this has been going through Europe. And Italy's been hit extremely hard. Spain's another one, and we're still a long way from having enough people infected to where we've got some kind of herd immunity. What do we do?
Well, you just detach. That's all one can do. And it feels better than anything else I know.
This is Captain John Reagan with Dr. Norm Shealy. We'll be back after the break.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is your captain, John Reagan, with Dr. Norm Shealy. We got a couple of questions that a caller had submitted to Vincent. First one is, why should someone take taurine?
Taurine?
Yes.
Well, it is a mild regulator or sedative for the nervous system. Every cell in your body ordinarily has a minus 70 millivolt charge on it if it's normal. If it's sick, if you will, not working well, it might be minus 60 or minus 50. It makes the cell hyperexcitable. Magnesium and taurine work synergistically to keep that at minus 70. It's extremely safe. It's one of my favorite recommendations for people with problems.
Okay. The other question is, how does castor oil in the eyes affect cataracts?
Well, I have used it for... well, since 1970s, to dissolve cataracts, I've had scores of reports from patients, as well as two patients who cured the cataracts in their dogs, and one who cured cataracts in a goat. So it's one of my favorites. Now, it just needs to be bought at a grocery, at a pharmacy, not at a health food store, because you want to be sure it's pure.
And so if it says USP on the label, how does is that?
If it says USP on the label, that's the test. Just one drop in the eye once a day.
Okay.
And it takes 3 to 6 months. It doesn't work overnight. But you've got lots of time if you start early.
Okay. That sounds good. you know, I was on with Vincent on May 1st, and of course, a lot of the discussion was on this virus, and the rest of the show was dedicated to the Greater Depression, which is now on our doorstep. I had done a show some months ago where I had talked about it's actually a quarterly, looks like presentation that the Treasury does. And we were already set for the federal government to be in really bad shape by 2024. And it is so unbelievable what has happened this year. And those 4 years that we would have had are now gone. So,
don't know when it will declare bankruptcy, or maybe it never will declare it, but it obviously is beyond redemption.
So long as people still have faith in the government and faith in the dollar, we'll be able to string this thing along. But sooner or later, people are going to realize that you can't fix a solvency problem with liquidity. And that goes back,
you can't fix solvency with insolvency.
problem is debt. Let's have more debt to try and fix it. but I think most people have seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life. And if you remember when they got married and they're getting ready to leave, and they drove by the building and loan, and there was the starting of a bank run, and they stopped, and the building and loan was a solvent company. They were making money, but they were illiquid because that money was invested in people's houses. And they took their honeymoon cash and satisfied people's needs. So what they had was a liquidity problem. Well, when you're underwater like the United States has been for a number of years, it doesn't matter how much liquidity you have, you're still bankrupt. And the more you try to fix that with liquidity, the more debt you're going into, and you're basically building a bridge to nowhere that is not connected on the other end. And sooner or later, that's going to collapse. We'll be back after the break.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some White House officials and staffers now taking a break after two members of the White House team
including Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, tested positive for COVID-19. White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett telling CBS's Face the Nation he's been leery about going to work since the news came out.
It is scary to go to work. I think that I'd be a lot safer if I was sitting at home than I would be going to the West Wing, but, you know, it's a time when people have to step up and serve their country.
Pence tested negative for the illness as recently as over the weekend, so they say there's no restrictions on his schedule. Jerry Stiller has died at 92.
No, we can learn to love each other.
I already love you, Arthur.
Well, then we're halfway there.
That from his role as Arthur Spooner on King of Queens. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Top Trump administration health officials will be appearing remotely at a U.S. Senate hearing this week after entering some form of self-quarantine. Dr. Anthony Fauci and others will testify through video conference. The hearing will feature witnesses including Fauci, the CDC director, and FDA chief. All three are now in quarantine themselves after coming into contact with a person at the White House who has since become infected. One of the two people in the White House to recently test positive, as we told you earlier, was Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms saying that the shooting death of an African-American man in her state was a lynching. On CNN's State of the Union, the mayor said she believes the only reason two men are now charged with the murder of Ahmaud Arbery is because of a video that became public. Gregory McMichael and Travis McMichael were arrested late last week on murder and aggravated assault charges for the February 23rd shooting of Arbery as he was jogging through their neighborhood. And Major League Baseball will hold a conference call with owners in a few hours to talk about a plan to start the season. The Athletic reports that if owners agree, the MLB would submit the proposal to the Players Union tomorrow. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan hosting the show today. Dr. Norm Shealy on the line. And I did want to make another comment on the vitamin D. We're seeing a lot of, in the wintertime, everybody tends to be short on vitamin D because there's, you know, less sunlight, especially the higher latitudes you go. But especially if you have darker skin, and the darker the skin, the more sunlight you need to create vitamin D in your body. And we're seeing larger numbers of people with, you know, higher shaded skin dying from this. In fact, here in Dallas, we had a 17-year-old, beautiful young black lady, high school junior, with no comorbidities, die. And the one thing that seems to be popping up here is vitamin D levels. And I do want to thank you so much for talking about your vitamin D protocol. I first found out, I guess it was late 2011, early 2012, there in Springfield, back when we used to have the meetups. And in all the years since following your protocol, I've gotten sick exactly once. So I'm really appreciative of that.
Well, and also remember, if one feels something knocking at the door, you just a little chill, something's wrong, take three of the 50,000, 2 days in a row, and then wait a month before doing any more. But it can knock out, if you take the extra vitamin D3 as the virus begins to cause symptoms, you can knock it out most of the time. I haven't actually had a viral infection in over 12 years.
That's a pretty good record, isn't it?
Well, considering that I'm exposed to a huge variety of people, and, of course, I am a bit younger than my average patient. I'm a bit older than my average patient.
There's a lot of controversy on, how many people are dying from this. And even in normal times, I know doctors don't necessarily know exactly what caused the death and, what the real reason was may or may not be what ends up on the death certificate. But
that's been particularly true in this particular epidemic or so-called, because the CDC has actually issued suggestions or orders that if you don't know what's wrong, call it the virus. And that, of course, is beyond science. But then, since when is the CDC been scientific?
But one thing now that we've got some time into this, because there is a lag on getting death certificates filed. But if you go back and look, and they've done this with a number of countries, the average number of deaths you have compared to what's happening this year. And we are seeing a spike. So unless we've got another reason for what's causing these deaths, the only other factor out there is this virus. Some places it doesn't seem to be having a big effect, like Austria has an extra 12% over its average. Whereas Italy has a 90%, and New York is, getting slammed. They are seeing 299% above average, and since people don't think in percents normally, 100% is double, 200% is triple, 300% is four times. So it doesn't necessarily prove it, but without any other factor out there, I do believe we're seeing that this does cause additional deaths, regardless of what is listed as the cause. Have you seen those reports?
Yes, but everything has controversy, so I don't know.
Yeah, getting the truth out of the government.
Well, it is not possible.
Yeah. The one thing that I am seeing more and more of, and again, I found out about this back in February from Dr. Martinson, is the aerosolization of the virus. And back then there was this case, and if you know the Chinese apartment complexes. They are huge. And while under lockdown, there was a case that was spread to a tenant many, many floors down from the person that was infected. And in the time since, I've seen three papers from different universities, not yet peer-reviewed, that show there's aerosolization. But finally, we've got a paper in Nature, which is peer-reviewed, and talks about the viral shedding and exhaled breath, both the particles and the aerosolization, and also talking about the use of masks, which that was a learning process for me back in January, too, learning that the surgical mask is there to protect the patient, not the surgeon. And if you're trying to protect yourself, that's where you need the N95 or better masks. And even that's not a guarantee. Plus, one of the other vectors, and there was another article just recently up here where if you get the particle in your eye, it has the ACE2 receptors there, and you can get that showing the importance of having eye shields, which eyeglasses help, but those aerosolized particles can go around your glasses and end up in your eye. And it drives me crazy seeing these people telling us how we should social distance, and they're there without masks or eye protection.
Well, I went out to dinner for the first time since the big change on Saturday night, and the little restaurant, which is the most crowded restaurant in town under ordinary circumstances, was still, amazingly empty. And the waiter had on a clear plastic mask. I don't think it would be of any value whatsoever. Oh. All the other employees had regular masks, but he had a clear plastic mask in front of his face. Well.
I guess you give him an A for effort, you know.
Yeah. I mean, at least he pretended.
Trump reminds me of a teenager given a all-you-can-eat ticket to a brothel and no condoms. You know, it's I just don't get why he doesn't take this seriously. It's especially at his age and the way he eats.
Well, the thing that the greatest criticism I have of Trump since he ran for president is having Fauci out front. I consider Fauci one of the most evil people on the face of the earth. I wouldn't trust him to tell me the time of day.
Well, I'm finding a lot of things trail back to Jared and Ivanka. And his family were Democrats up until the time he married her. Of course, they wanted to be near the power. And Ivanka turned her back on Christ to marry Jared, which if anybody reads their Bible, that has severe penalties too. And then there's the form of religion that he's into, and that's the Kabbalah, which that's mysticism, Jewish New Age, however you want to categorize that. And I think a lot of the problems that we see out of this administration is his loyalty to family. And I wish he'd fire those two and a few others like you've mentioned there.
Well, I consider Fauci Luciferian. Not quite as bad as Bill Gates, but close.
Never let a good crisis go to waste. And
meet it if you can. Have a bonfire.
And I don't know how many shows that I talked about how technology is being weaponized against us. In fact, whenever you see technology announced, the first thing you ought to do is sit down and think, how would you weaponize this? Because that is what our government, that's what DARPA is all about, is taking technology and weaponizing it. And then what's even scarier than that, when you see reports on new weapon systems come out, that's the unclassified information. Consider what the heck is in the classified stuff. And this even gets into the effects of EMP on our power grid. Those two reports that are on the EMP Commission website, those are the unclassified ones. And Dr. Pry, in one of his interviews, said that he's been pushing to try to get them to release the classified version. And if you've read either of those, it's bad enough. I wonder what the heck is in those classified versions.
And where are the versions that aren't even available, classified or on secret versions?
And one of the other things that's happened in this time frame, I found out about the classified nature of what goes on inside the Federal Reserve. And I use an example. There was a job listing for an inspector general position at the Fed. And one of the job requirements was the ability to obtain and keep a top secret SCI clearance. And that's the same type of clearance I had to have in the nuclear planning system. John Reagan, Dr. Norm Shealy, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is Captain John Reagan with Dr. Norm Shealy, and just talking about how there's at least some people in the Federal Reserve that have to have the same security clearance that I had at the Pentagon working on the nuclear planning system. And, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, what the heck are they doing that requires that level of classification? I mean, it's commonly called above top secret, but basically what it is, it's top secret, but then it's divided up into different compartments and different special access programs so that almost nobody knows what's really going on. And it's just another way that our government lies to us. And these end up being lies of omission because they can't tell you because it's classified. Dr. Shealy.
Well, I used to call things BS, but I think that's an insult to the bull, and I call it dinosaur feces.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. What I'm really finding scary, you know, I was already following the liquidity problems that were going on, and this happened back in September with the repo market, which most people don't even know what that is. It's basically where the banks lend to each other short term, very commonly overnight, and situations get so bad that banks don't even want to risk an overnight loan like that, and it's collateralized. And that was getting worse and worse and worse before all of this new stuff hit. And to give you an idea of how the velocity is increasing in all this, and this is not even counting the trillions of made-up money that the Federal Reserve is doing. This is just the debt for the United States. Well, for the 2018 and 2019 accounting years, we ran up $1.2 trillion of debt each year. That breaks down to $100 billion a month. Well, here for the year 2020, and you know, we still got until the end of September on this, we've already doubled that. We went from $23 trillion to $24 trillion in 5 months, from November 7th to April 7th. You know, and then in another 28 days, we hit $25 trillion. So another trillion on top of that. In fact, April alone, we spent more money that we didn't have for the federal government than we did for the entire year of, you know, pick it, 2019 or 2018, over $1.2 trillion just in April. It's insane. You know, they're saying, you know, don't look at the debt. We got a crisis. We'll look at the debt when this is over. And, what we're going to look at is a hole that nobody can dig us out of. And that's just the government, the federal government. You know, state and local governments are in bad shape, and they can't print money. Companies are in debt. People are in debt. In fact, for the United States, it's, you know, getting close to $80 trillion in debt for, you know, government and private and sides of things. And worldwide, it's over $250 trillion. And, you know, we've stolen from the future as best we could. And I think we're getting darn close to the time of reckoning.
Well, I don't know how any government could ever pay it off. It's not possible, legally or sanely. And, yeah. Of course, in my opinion, how government has been functioning illegally for over 100 years, because in my opinion, the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. And everything it's ever done is unconstitutional, so.
Yeah, it's been all part of the agenda. You know, you look at in the Bible, gold and silver are money. In the Constitution, gold and silver are money. And while that didn't change immediately when the Federal Reserve was created, FDR stole our gold in the 30s. And while LBJ didn't steal our silver by making the fake coins, all the silver went out of circulation, and they canceled the silver certificates. And the last straw that broke the camel's back was when Nixon took us off the gold standard internationally, because France was demanding gold and we were running out of it. And you know, you look at what has happened ever since then. You know, that was the point where we lost all grounding. And here we are.
In Never Never Land.
John Reagan, Dr. Norm Shealy, we'll be back after the top of the hour break.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.